Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. We have had a couple of exciting weeks out here. We have gone from tundra, Arctic tundra. We have gone from horrible weather to delightful rainy cold weather. I don't know what's going on, but I need some global warming around now. So anyway, welcome to our show. And we have, as promised, our wonderful guest, Janae Bowen from Dog E911. Who is an amazing woman with a wealth of knowledge. We are going to be picking her brain about many different issues. We actually have a couple of questions that were submitted by listeners, and we're going to be talking with her in a little bit. Well, as you all know, obviously from my weekly rants and tirades against people who don't do the right thing, we've got something else going on this week. What's going on? We've got issues outside our country. And actually, on our Tuesday night show, From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, we are going to have an incredible guest named Luis Medina, who is our wonderful associate with United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids, as well as our foundation, SD2, who is in Mexico. And we are going to be opening up a chapter of Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals in Mexico with this incredible young man. We are going to be speaking with him on Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss this interview. You know, we in America love our dogs, but you know what the problem is? It's very regional. Unfortunately, people all over the country and all over the world don't always treat their dogs in the same way that we in the Northeast treat our dogs and in California. Well, we all hear about pit bull fights, and we hear about people who are mistreating their dogs, and we all agree, I'm sure, that people who mistreat their animals should pretty much be shot in the kneecaps and suffer a horrible, painful death. I do want to say something on a very personal note along those lines, and then I will continue and digress, but I must digress back to I am a lifelong fan, since I was 5 years old, of a particular team, a wonderful football team. When I was about 12 years old, I actually sat in the very famous quarterback's limo while he was writing a little, very nice little note card to me and signing an autograph for me. I have been a long-time winter hot chocolate my mom made. My mom, my dad, my brother, and I at these football games, and always just rooting for my team. And I just thought, no matter how bad they were, I just thought they were the best. Well, I think everybody's going to be figuring this out. But I was, until a few days ago, an avid New York Jets fan. Well, guess what? I think the Jets, by taking this low life, and I can't really, although I won't get censored on my show, but I don't use foul language, but if I did, I'd be ranting on this. I can't believe that my New York Jets have sold out to a halfway, half-done, half-assed, I have to say it, piece of refuse, filth, and garbage who says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. And how many pit bulls did this piece of garbage cause the pain, the death, the agony for his selfish, disgusting pleasure? And you know, the only thing is, I'm going to root against them for every single game that this guy plays, because it's really despicable. I mean, it's one thing if somebody you know, you, God forbid, drive drunk, and this is horrible, and you kill somebody. It's horrible to have something happen. But when you intentionally and with malice repetitively cause pain and suffering to innocent animals and you enjoy it, I'm sorry, you are the lowest of scum and deserve to die a disgustingly painful, horrible death like the dogs you caused that. So to the New York Giants, who used to be my favorite team, I will not watch you, and I will pray that you come in last right in front of the Philadelphia Eagles, who finally got smart enough to realize that this guy wasn't even a good quarterback, and who cares anyway? Anybody who loves dogs and loves animals should be absolutely disgusted that this piece of refuse is even allowed to play, allowed to earn a penny, and allowed to own a dog, or allowed to even be on this earth breathing with people who rescue dogs like the ones that he abused and caused the pain and death and agony of. So anyway, I'm feeling much better now, but the rant continues. David Letterman, pick up this rant, because I'm sick of people like this who are abusive to animals being able to say, sorry, this is, I put in the same or worse, but the same level of despicable, disgusting behavior as the sickness of people who are pedophiles and abusers or rapists. This is a horrible thing. So thank you for my three-minute rant. I am going to continue back onto the goodness in the world in a moment. But there, this kind of a thing, unfortunately, goes on in countries all over the world, in parts of America, in a lot of parts of America. And the problem is that the laws are there, but people, and this Michael, I want to say another word that rhymes with Vic, starts with a P, but I will not say it, but that people like this disgusting thing who did this are out there all over the world abusing animals. And I think no matter what happens and no matter where you grow up, I don't care if you grew up in the ghetto, I don't care if you grew up in Alpine, New Jersey, or in Malibu Beach, California, something inside of you has to say, you know, this is wrong. I don't want to cause pain and agony. So many amazing rescues are out there. And no matter what we want to do and knock with an individual person or whatever, rescues and the people who are trying to save dogs, like Merlin's kids, where we take dogs from around the country who are stuck in shelters, who might have been abuse cases, all these different things. We take these dogs from shelter dogs and we turn them into service dogs. And we're very, very proud of what we do. And we know that since we've been doing this, and actually we've been in business in one way, shape, or form since 1985, it's a long time, we've had a lot of people copy us. Some people do a pretty fair job. There are some people out there who have no clue of what they're doing, and we do tell people every week, make sure that when you hire a dog trainer, make sure that the person or a behaviorist or someone who calls himself a behaviorist, make sure that that person is really what he or she says. Do some checking. Check on, best thing to do is Google the person, and by all means, check criminal background. You wouldn't believe there are people around you that you know that you call friends or that you call acquaintances who have child molestation charges and abuse charges and all kinds of crazy things, who people have been in prison and you wouldn't know it. And yes, certain things are very silly, like when kids are teenagers and get in trouble. But I'm sorry, people who are abusers of animals or children are the lowest of the low, and there is no excuse. So, the first segment of Always My Rant, I've gotten it out of my system. We are going to come back with a very happy thought, and we're going to have a wonderful lady, Janae Bowen from Dog E911, who is going to be teaching us about some holistic issues and some other awesome things that are going to help your pet. So stay tuned for a much calmer show for the love of dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand or salt off the paw and leg and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. The somewhat calmer one now that I've gotten my tirade out of the way. Well, as promised, we have our amazing Janae Bowen from Dog E911, who is an incredible woman. We're going to be talking a little bit about nutrition and how you can use holistic, and actually all holistic means is that it's the whole dog. You're kind of treating the whole dog as one entity instead of treating him as a foot and a head and a lymph system and an endocrine system. So we're going to be talking a little bit for a few minutes about nutrition. And everybody who's been listening for a while has heard me on my rants about food and nutrients and ingredients in food. The organic foods that are out there, most of them are only about 30% organic. There is one food that's like 99-point-something% organic. I'm not going to give you a brand because they're not one of our sponsors. But it's the food I use, and I'll be happy if anybody wants to, you want to email me at janice@unitedk9professionals.com. I will give you the name of the food I use. I also do want to talk about some of the ingredients to avoid: corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol, and animal digest. Forget the list of that. You know corn. Well, corn is genetically modified. It's garbage. It's got sugar in it. Sugar and things that cause any kind of a breakdown, acidity in the body, tend to cause a much more favorable condition for dogs to get cancers, which Janae is going to talk about in another segment today, so you got to stay tuned. But corn also makes dogs hyper. And it can affect and inflame the brain as it inflames the rest of the body. Wheat is the number one cause of food-related allergies and the food-related aggression. Again, it's an inflammatory. It causes inflammation in the body, in the brain, infections in the ear, black skin on the belly, and all kinds of other things like that. And then the other problem with that is, remember, your skin, the inside of the ears, lining of the stomach, is all tissue and cells. Well, if a nutrient or ingredient gets into your body and is systemic, that means that it can also go into the brain or any other body part. So that's why you have to be careful what your dog eats. Soy, another one. Soy causes gas, and a little dog, makes them pass gas. You blame that on your husband anyway, and it probably is him. But if your dog is eating a lot of soy, it can cause gas. Another part of that is if you have a larger dog, a boxer, Bernese Mountain Dog, Ridgeback, German Shepherd, some of the labs, they can actually get a condition called bloat. which is a torsion or a twisting of the stomach, and that can cause them to die. They literally blow up with air, their stomach flips, and it's very much like a condition called colic in horses, deadly. BHA and BHT are chemical preservatives that extend the shelf life of food for a million years, so your grandkids' grandkids can feed the same garbage food with all the red dye 40 and corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT byproducts for the rest of their lives, 100 years from now. No good. Cause cancers, tumors, and behavioral changes. Another one, byproducts. You know what that is. Lower than byproducts is digest. That's all the stuff in the digestive tract from tummy to rear end to rectum and everything in between and including inside of it. Again, it's toxic crud. Cheap, cheap, cheap. And then, of course, propylene glycol. Dipropylene glycol is a component of antifreeze. That's why dogs lick antifreeze. Great thing to give your dog and put in the snossages and begging strips. Well, you guys know about that. You know about what to avoid. Janae is going to further elaborate on some of those things, and she's going to explain to you some things about nutrition that you may not have known. Janae, my favorite guest in the whole world, welcome to the show, and thank you for my rant in the first segment.
Thank you. No, it's all good. It's all good information. So, and yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate being on, and I enjoy being able to help the listeners out there and help their animals, because we want to make sure to take care of them and do the things for them that they can't do for themselves. So, absolutely, I think it's important. So, thank you
all
for
right,
having
so tell
me.
Tell us the wonderful things we've talked about, and then at the last segment, we have a couple of listener questions. So
sure.
Let's
sure.
Go.
Well, there's a lot of great things that I'd like to cover today. I mean, my program, you know, under Dog E911 is a lot about disaster response and a lot about first aid and stuff, but. Besides that, a lot of people may not know this about me, is I'm also an animal medical massage therapist. And by being a massage therapist also for animals, I include a lot of preventative things and a lot of holistic things also into the Doggy 911 program because it's so important, because of the fact that these animals, the first aid and all those things are vital to understand, but there's a lot of stuff that can be prevented. And if you can prevent things and keep the animal healthy and catch things early on, then you can avoid having a first aid issue or an emergency issue, which is all the better, obviously. And so that's why I think this is so important. And going back to the nutrition, it is very important what we feed our animals. Just like feeding our own bodies, what we put into our bodies is going to cause the things to go wrong and have us be sick and ill and have cancers and all these problems. It does the same thing to our pets. And we, you know, if you think about it, the life of our dogs, I mean, animals age differently than we do, all of them. And in dogs particular, their lifespan is shorter than ours. And so why would we want to cut that lifespan even shorter by giving them things that are going to harm them, make them sick, make them ill, make them have digestive problems and health problems? There's no reason for it. We want to make sure that we're giving them the things that are best to keep them healthy and safe. And so that is why, it's very important. And I want to talk today about, you know, things involving, you know, cancer is a major killer in our animals. I'd like to talk a little bit about, how to check for that, how to look for things for that, things that you can do to help prevent cancers in animals. And definitely food is one of those. And I'd like to talk also a little bit about some massage things and things that you can do to help identify things on in your pet. There's a lot of different things that holistic wise that are very important. In Chinese medicine, for those that don't know about Chinese medicine, it's very involved with preventing illness versus dealing with the after effect. A lot of the traditional medicine is dealing with the disease. And in Chinese medicine, it's more of preventing the disease from happening. And so that's kind of what the thought process is with all of these things, is kind of using the whole system, looking at the whole system and the whole body, all of it, the lymph, the fluids, the organs, you know, the whole body, all the muscles and how it works together, and how our qi, which if anyone doesn't know what qi is basically the life source and how it you know, kind of runs through the body, physical, spiritual, emotional, throughout the body of the person, of the animal. And if that gets stagnated by, you know, food imbalance, by an illness, by, you know, disease, by something, that can affect the way that the animals, you know, the way their health is, their organs and their issues. And so we want to keep all of that stuff flowing and moving healthy through the animal by doing things like, you know, massage and acupressure and regular exercise and good diet and good nutritional supplements and things to help keep those pets healthy.
That is awesome. That's a great explanation also of, you know, exactly what it is. Because people don't understand. They're always trying to treat problems when they happen instead of preventing them.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that in a moment when we return with our next segment on For the Love of Dog. In a moment.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And I wanted to give a gigantic shout-out to the future Dr. Jody Joseph up there in Hoth, also known as Ithaca, New York, Cornell University, School of Veterinary Medicine, which is our favorite vet school in the country. Even though we're going to be lecturing at a lot of vet schools around the country, it is our favorite because it contains the future Dr. Jody Joseph. So we wanted a return, of course, with the wonderful Janae Bowen from Dog E911, and we're going to bring her back in a moment. We just were talking a little bit about boosting up your dog's immune system and trying to prevent things from happening before they happen. Why do we wait for the child to run into the street, God forbid, get hit by a car? Don't we try to prevent the child from getting into the street in the first place? Well, how do we do that? We prevent it. We teach. We do things with the child so that the child understands the concept of danger and of looking both ways. Why don't we do that with our own health? Well, I certainly do that with my dogs. And what the most important thing is to make sure that with our dogs that we boost their immune system. We don't give them junky food. Last night on my third of three classes, I was with this absolutely lovely family. They happen to own a Rhodesian Ridgeback. And they were using the food that the breeder, who I know, who's a lovely woman, but apparently not a nutritionist, and they were using one of the P-word company, who I feed horse food, but they really shouldn't be making dog food. And this company makes food, and it's a very inexpensive food, and, you know, they make it seem like it's a great food, so people buy it. Well, when they were telling me they spent $30 for a 30-pound bag, and then I showed them the food I use and how this female Ridgeback was eating 6 to 7 cups of this food a day. It was like a 70, 75-pound Ridgeback. And I said to them, how can this dog even eat 7 cups of this food every day? They give like a cup in the morning and like 5 or 6 cups at night. And the dog was skinny. I mean, beautiful dog. They were trying to do their best, but they didn't know. So when we figured it out with the can, the $2 can of the same brand P-word food, which makes awful, healthful, flavorful, awful, you know what, food, that we figured out that they were spending between the $2 can of food and about 60 cents in kibble, or no, it's more than that, actually. It was $1.20 in kibble a day. They could have been using the food I use and making their own organic chicken a couple times a month, freezing it, putting it into little freezer, like ice cube trays, spreading that out, freezing the cubes of chicken that you've made, that you've ground up, in a food processor. And we're going to do that 1 week. Maybe we'll do that next week or the following week to be able to teach everybody about, you know, all the cool things you can do and save money while giving your dogs the best nutrition. Well, one of the things is I use this awesome vitamin, which I recommend to them as well. It's called NuVet, NUVET.com. It's actually, I believe, one of our sponsors, but I've been using it for 15 years. And it is like the best vitamins in the world. Maybe it's 14 years, but it's a really long time. And this boosts the immune system. And if you want to find out more about NuVet, go to their website or call them at 800-474-7044. Phenomenal, phenomenal vitamin. Tell them that Merlin's kids told you to call. They might ask you for a code because you can't order it unless you have a vet code or a breeder code. It's 40560. But call them up, ask them questions. It boosts the immune system, and it helps the dog, and they also have it for cats. It boosts their immune system so their bodies are able to fight off the effects of allergies, the effects of toxins. And it's actually able to reduce tear stains. It even can prevent and help to get rid of cataracts. I've seen this with my own eyes, and I've been using this for a very long time. I had, until a few months ago, I had a 15-year-old Ridgeback and 2 15-and-a-halves. One of them got injured playing with a 2-year-old, ruptured her spleen. I lost her at 15. The other one had a neighbor who gave her 3 cans, big cans of cat food, and it just caused her to have pancreatitis. She passed away. Her sister, who's 15 and a half, is still alive. I'm telling you, it's because of these NuVet vitamins. Janae Bowen from Doggy911 is going to give you a whole bunch more things in the next couple of segments to teach you how you can boost your dog's immune system up so it can fight naturally the pesticides, the toxins, and the gunk in our food, water, in our air. Janae, welcome back, and take the microphone, please.
Going into the NuVet vitamins, they're wonderful. I mean, I promote them as well on my website, too. I think they're great. They have a lot of immune boosters in them. They really just help combat disease, and they really don't have all that, you know, fillers and artificial stuff in them, and that's what's so great about them. A lot of the stuff that's in the vitamins, if you go on the list online and you look at the things that are in those vitamins, they're great because a lot of the different things, when I'm teaching a class on, you know, holistic or massage, or when I'm talking to a client about their pet and dealing with, you know, issues with their, they might be having, I talk about a lot of the vitamins that are already in these, you know, a lot of different herbs and vitamins that are already in the NuVet. And that's what's so great because it's all right there come together. And that's one of the reasons I really love them as well. So they are really great, and I highly recommend that, you know, anybody that wants to find out more about them too, go and do it because they're wonderful. My girls have been on them for years too, and they are great. In fact, I have one of my dogs, when I first got her, she had a lot of health issues, a lot of, you know, allergy issues, a lot of health issues, a lot of skin issues, and she doesn't have them anymore thanks to, you know, the work that I do with her and her being on these vitamins. So it's, you know, I think they're great.
It matters, you know, it matters. And you know, the other problem, Janae, there are other dog vitamins out there. One of the most common ones, it's not even called dog vitamins, it's called pet vitamins, mm-hmm. which scares me because cats, dogs, and birds have kind of slightly different nutritional needs.
They do, yes, they do.
But
But they all have like wheat and kaolin and junk in them and fillers. And like, I'm giving my dog all organic and natural food, and now I got to give my dog wheat. I don't want to give my dog wheat to give it a vitamin. And
right.
It's all synthetic stuff, where the NuVet is all natural. It's all chelated and proteinated, so all the vitamins and minerals are broken down into their smallest chemical form, and they're really easily absorbable. So, yeah, anybody who's been a breeder of great dogs or loves their dogs and has, you know, just wants their dogs to be the best, you know, they're just the best. You know, I saw something, Janae, today when I was actually checking my a couple of listener emails, and somebody said that one of her veterinarians or friend of hers who was a veterinarian said that there's no one food, even the best food in the world, that contains everything a dog needs. And they said, well, you should mix them. And I don't think that's true. I just know that if I give my dog the best food out there that's an all-organic with the, you know, all the good stuff in it, and then I give them the NuVet. The NuVet has, like, I don't even know how many ingredients, but, yeah, it's scary. Spend an afternoon the next time we have a really crummy afternoon and a lot of rain and really crummy. Go online and go through the NuVet site, and it will literally take you hours to go through all the things that this stuff has and that it does. So if you need to order it, you go on the NUVET.com. And it's a order code 40560. We actually spent so much time raving about this, we've got to wait for the next segment. I'm going to give this to Janae in just a moment. So please stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
And welcome back to For the Love a Dog and NuVet Vitamins, apparently, with Janice Wolf. So we're with Janae Bowen from Dog E911, an amazing organization that we are actually going to have speaking at our United Canine Professionals annual conference, our convention, which is very exciting because she is going to be giving talks, and we've got some really cool guests out there. So, you know, if you or somebody you know wants to help out and wants to learn natural canine behavior rehabilitation and wants to consider a career in helping to rehabilitate dogs and even training cancer detection dogs, training service dogs, training in-school service dogs in behavioral intervention and therapeutic facilitation, you got to visit unitedk9professionals.com and Merlin's Kids.org. and fill out an application and see if you've got what it takes to join our team. And we're going to have Janae Bowen. We love Janae. You know, Janae, I love you to death for a million reasons. And I love your girls. And, of course, Wyatt loves your little baby girl. He's got a little girlfriend, his little dachshund girlfriend. But the coolest thing about you, Janae, is you know so much about so much. And there are not too many people out there in the dog world that I feel like I can really learn anything from because I just listen to everybody for years. And my good friend, Dr. Temple Grandin, is an expert on literally on everything. She's just brilliant. And, like, she's, you know, she just is incredible. I just saw her. I was with her for a couple of days out in Denver and Fort Collins, Colorado, and Loveland at the SAVMA conference and hanging out at eating at Young's. But, Janae, you truly have so much knowledge in so many areas, and I love listening to you because I learn from you. And our listeners, really, check out Janae's website. I know, Janae, you're like me. You don't really like to, like, promote you. It's all about your company. But can you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and your websites and phone numbers to reach you?
Sure.
They might want to have you speak at an event or you know, just have your expertise and have an opinion on something. How do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, they can easily go to my website, which is, you know, just www.doge911.com. So doge911.com. And they can email me there, you know, send me an email, a message. They can, you know, get in touch with me that way and find out more information about what we do, where we work, and have, you know, we do everything from seminars and different talks to do training classes. And, you know, it's available for anyone, whether they be a young person that's wanting to, you know, work with animals, or all the way to our first responders that, you know, are dealing with animal emergency issues, and our animal owners and our animal, you know, professionals. So anyone that's wanting to learn more and help their animals in a multitude of regions, from preventative to obviously first aid care, you know, that's what I'm here for. They can also call me, you know, as well. But all the information is there on the website, and that's what's so great. I mean, any of the stuff that they want to have questions about or want to find out more information, they can just, if you go to the website at doge911.com and find out more.
Awesome.
So yeah, and I mean, I'm easy to talk to. So any questions, I'm more than welcome.
Oh, you're not easy to talk to. You don't go on rants about, I was sat in the car with the limo with Joe Namath, and now they got Michael Dick. All right, so let's go. Let's talk more about the holistic things that we're talking about, because this is really fascinating, and I really believe that, you know, when people go through things, it seems like most people in the world are trying to promote themselves and promote, you know, making themselves seem like something they're not. Janae is really the real deal, and I really believe in her. I've known her for many years and have just grown to understand the level of not just the quality of person she is, but the level of desire to communicate about this and to really improve the lives of dogs and, of course, thereby improving the lives of their owners. So, Janae, we were talking about some holistic things before we started bragging about the NuVet, and pretty much everybody I know brags about NuVet because the stuff is like magic.
Yeah.
You know, NuVet.com and order code, whatever it is, 40560. But let's say holistically, you put your dog on a good food, he's on the NuVet vitamins. What other things can people do, you know, to keep their dogs healthy, to keep them free of stress, like general things that, and how do they know if their dog might have a potential illness and catch it really early?
Well, you know, the food and obviously the nutritional stuff, so that you're boosting the immune system and you know, boosting, you know, their health is always going to be the best way to fight any diseases and stuff. But because animals are so stoic and they're not going to obviously, you know, exhibit signs of disease in ways that we will always catch early on, that's why it is important to be able to understand and you know, kind of help your animals and do things to catch these things before, you know, they become something serious. I mean, I've talked about this a little bit before on you know, in the first aid segment, but it goes to this as well, because everyone needs to know how to do a healthy pet check on their animal, and that means from basically head to tail, checking their pet and going over so that they can, you know, obviously look for signs and symptoms and stuff, because that's how you're going to catch it. I mean, that's really where you're going to catch it. If you're doing your healthy check and you're doing a little bit of massage and kind of feeling your animal, that's going to alert you to any unusual changes, you know, swellings, lumps, bumps, you know, anything that's going on with the pet, you know, if they're tender in an area, all of that. And that will lead you to kind of, you know, obviously looking for other issues, because it could be, you know, anything from, you know, an infection in the ear to, you know, an obstruction in the abdomen to, you know, a foreign body that's gotten into the paw, you know, or something more internal, you know, wise, you know, with something that's going on, you know, cancer of the organs or something. So it's, the healthy pet checks are important because you're going, you know, from head to tail, and you're scanning the animal, you know, looking for specific things that are normal for the pet, and then looking for, you know, things that might be abnormal, so that you can keep a record of those things and check to see what might be going on. One of the things that I think is really important is people knowing how to identify where the lymph glands are on animals, because, you know, that helps them to check things like looking for cancer issues, because cancer is a big killer for, you know, our pets. And the reason being is because we have, you know, animals being fed improper things, and stress can cause cancer. I mean, cancer can be brought on by so many different types of things, and animals can be stressed from different things as well, that is brought on by, you know, anxiety from, you know, past issues they've dealt with. I mean, I know you dealing with all the different types of things that you do. I mean, there's all types of reasons animals are stressed. And so that also can bring on illness. And so doing those healthy pet scans and knowing where our lymph glands are on our pet is important, so that we can, you know, check for those things early on and look to see what might be going on and give us a kind of a heads up on our pet. So, I mean, you know, those are important. And I mean, we can go over those, because I think that everyone should kind of know how to find them on their animals. There's five of them that are really important that we can feel and look for. One of them is basically up underneath the jaw by the ear. And, you know, you kind of just kind of lay your hand in that area. And it's next to a salivary glands, and you kind of like just kind of palpate that area a little bit, which means kind of just lightly kind of, you know, feel it. And there's a gland there
You know what? Good, Janae, we're coming up on a break. I've got,
sure.
And I want to hear about this. We're going to put something together on our website so that Janae's going to be able to go through this with us. But we're going to have to go on a break, and then we're going to go back through all the lymph glands so we make sure we don't miss anything. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with For the Love of Dogs.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And we're talking with Janae Bowen from Dog E911. Amazing lady and amazing information. And we're actually just discussing about how you can basically do a self-check, except, you know, if dogs had opposable thumbs, I think it might be easier. But you can do a check on your dog to see if there are any health concerns that you might have to worry about before they become big deals. And I just had something very similar to this happening with one of my dogs, that I found something that was relatively tiny. And because I just kept picking, you know, at my vet and said, I don't think this is normal. I've never seen this before. We were able to catch it when it was very early, and hopefully will be no big deal compared to, you know, some people who, and especially if you have a dog like a German Shepherd or a Husky. I think, you know, I'm kind of spoiled with the Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and, you know, all my dogs are Grand Champions. They don't have a mark on them. You know, they don't have scars. And it, you can see a tick walking, you can see a deer tick walking from 50 feet on a Ridgeback. But those of you who have kind of the fluffier, furrier dogs, I think it's really important that you physically touch your dog as you're petting and see if you feel any little lumps and bumps. And I'm sure Janae is going to talk about this when she's talking about all the lymph system and the lymph glands. But it really is important because I'm telling you, I can see if my dog has a little deer tick at 50 feet, but you have a German Shepherd, you have a Husky, you have a Pomeranian, you have a dog that has a lot of hair on it, or, you know, Bernese Mountain Dog, or Golden, you have to put your hands on the animal like I used to do in the winter with my horses. I had, at one point, 120 horses. I had somebody put their hands on every gland and on every part of that horse to make sure there was nothing on that horse. So remember, you may not see these things. That's why Janae is teaching you. Feel the dog. Feel these glands. Feel. Run your hands up and down the legs, up and down the back, the head, the ears. Look inside. Be nosy. So, Janae, can you finish telling us? This is really fascinating.
Well, and it is, because the animals, you know, can't tell us, and we want to make sure that we're, you know, we're looking for these things. And a lot of this stuff is not going to be easily seen. You're going to have to feel it and find it. And that's why it, you know, going over it is important. But it's not just, you know, alerting to changes. I mean, this is good stuff for bonding with your animal and, you know, helping strengthen the immune system. And it helps with seizures with animals because it, you know, it balances, you know, the chi, like we talked about earlier, and the blood flow. And it, you know, it helps, you know, the underlying, you know, tissue of the animal. So an animal that's active, let's say we've got an agility dog, you know, it's going to help that and maintain a healthy tone of the structure. And it's going to help our blood and lymph system with circulation. And, you know, it kind of cleanses out all those waste products that build up in the system of the animal and keeps those organs, you know, flushing and functioning properly. And then, you know, it also helps animals that have arthritis and animals that have any kind of stress. Or even, let's say you've got an animal that's, you know, got anxiety or has been abused. You know, it's another way of helping, you know, calm those fears and help that animal. So these, you know, doing a healthy check and doing some massage on your pet and stuff is good for so many different reasons. I mean, things that sometimes people don't even think about. And so that's why I think it's so important. But, you know, again, going back to the lymph glands, if you can catch these things early on and identify things early, then you can possibly save, you know, your animal from you know, issues with cancer and some more serious things by you know, identifying things early on. It's very important. And, you know, all of them, you know, all of our animals have lymph glands. Snakes are a little bit different. Birds are a little bit different, the way that their system is set up. But with dogs in particular, and cats too, you know, instead of just petting them on the head, you know, let's touch them all over. Let's do a check all over and, you know, check these spots and, you know, see if there's something that's enlarged or that there's any kind of, you know, heat to it or cold to it or if it's swollen or painful. Those would be a sign that, you know, there's something going on there and you need to watch out for it. So So going back to the lymph glands, let's talk about all five of them, where they're located, so everybody can, you know, kind of try to find these on their own pet. The first one we just talked about is underlying in the jaw ear area. So you're gonna, you know, kind of find that angle of the jaw. And, you know, kind of lay your hand right next to the where, you know, the salivary glands are there, and then just kind of feel that area. And that's where that first gland is. And you kind of think about it on your own body too, like you would feel the gland if you had a swollen gland in your throat. It's kind of going to be same area on the pet, but, you know, you want to make sure you're finding that jawline on them just so that you're getting it right up underneath that area where that gland lays. And check both sides. That's something that's important too. You know, not just one side. Check both sides so that, you know, you're identifying, because you may not find something on one side, maybe on the other. Next gland would be moving down. It's kind of going to be in your clavicle, kind of where you think about your clavicle, which is, you know, kind of across the breastbone area on us. It's on the dogs. It's going to be, or on cats. It's going to kind of be that meaty part of the chest down front. So underneath the mouth and jaw area is where you're going to kind of, you know, put your hand placement. And that kind of that area where the chest kind of juts out a little bit, there's kind of a bony structure there. And that is another place where you would be finding a gland. It's kind of right in front of the shoulders, on the front part of the animal's chest. Another one is actually up in the armpit. So you're kind of going to put your fingers up in the chest armpit area. And these are kind of superficial. You'd also be, you know, checking for a pulse up in this region. You could check for a pulse up in this area. But this is going to be up further, kind of up into the armpit. And you'll feel kind of a superficial soft tissue area up in there. And that's another gland region up in that area.
There's a lot of glands, huh?
Yes.
But there's five main ones, and you got to check both sides.
Yes, both sides. Always want to check both sides. So then moving down, the fourth one would be down in the groin region. So you'd kind of go and kind of open up the leg a little bit, and you can do this while the animal's lying down, or if they're standing, if you can do it. Sometimes it's a little easier to find it first while the animal's lying down. And it's kind of inside the rear leg. So you kind of find where, you know, the inside of the rear leg is, and kind of go up a little ways in, like you would be going into the abdomen, kind of. There's kind of a fatty area in here, but that is where that gland is. And if it's swollen, it'll be, you know, very easy to tell. Otherwise, it's, again, a little bit superficial, so you kind of want to, you know, kind of palpate the area a little bit so that you're, you know, you're feeling where it is. But think of it kind of in the groin region is where your hand placement is.
Right. And in other words, do it softly. Don't poke your finger through from one side of your dog, your chihuahua, to the other and say, gee, I think I found the right gland, but I'm on the left side.
Yeah.
This is really fascinating stuff. Janae, would you be able to, post something for us to be able to, have our listeners be able to look and actually see a map? Because I know I have a really good one that I got from the AVMA conference.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can post that one. But if you can, you know, I really advise everybody, go to Janae's site, dog-e-911.com.
I'm more than happy to do that, because we've got some great info that's kind of reference points. It's what I call it. It's kind of a diagnostic reference points for your pets to signify things that might be going on, and checking them and looking at the lymph glands so that you can kind of, you know, use this as a reference guide as you do your kind of healthy check and your massage on your pet, and tell you the things that might be, you know, something you might want to watch for and things that you might want to be aware of. You know, just to keep your eye on things. Just because, you know, again, it's, you just never know, and things can pop up very quickly with our animals. So
we
want to catch it early.
Okay.
We want to catch it early.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time again, and we've got to end the show today. But anybody who's interested, you have Janae's website. You know you can contact us at unitedk9professionals.com. Get on Facebook for the Love a Dog, and From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. And also, of course, merlinskids.org. If you know somebody who might be good at doing this or would like to help animals, have them contact us. We'll put you in touch with our people and also with Janae Bowen from Doggy 911. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Stay cool, stay warm, stay dry, stay healthy, and please take care of yourself for the love of dogs.